How do Tibetan monks generate so much body heat to melt snow? I'd like to learn that and warm up this sometimes quite cold hall at night. See, that's how perception works, isn't it? I haven't had the perception of cold here yet. Anyway, I don't actually know how they do that. There's a whole technique, but it would be through the concentration, taking a nimitta, paying attention to the channels of energy in that body, and then using that to generate heat. There's a Thai monk that I know, and he's still alive. He'll be 116 this year. And he did these incredible two dogs, like for decades. Wandered, you know, as a wandering monk, and through Thailand and up into Burma, around into India and the holy places. And then he got interested in going to Tibet. He went, wandered up through the Himalayas into Tibet. And this probably was in 1920s, 1930s. He ended up walking all the way to Beijing. Years and years and years of wandering. I remember people asking him, what was it like going up into Tibet and going through the Himalayas? He said, it was cold. It was cold. But he must have also been generating heat as well. He was somebody who was extremely accomplished in... I mean, that's one of the, say, the effects of concentration, is that it can be applied to different things.